5 takeaways from Trump's 25% tariffs on steel, aluminum. Washington, President Donald Trump has kicked off his second term with a bold tariff policy that is shaking up global trade. After imposing a 10% additional tariff on Chinese goods to address the fentanyl crisis, the president took another step by imposing a 25% tariff on steel and aluminum imports. While this move has raised concerns among America's trading partners, including the European Union, it has been met with praise from domestic metal producers and labor groups. Meanwhile, some economists have raised concerns about the potential inflationary effects of the tariffs. The tariffs are set to take effect on March 4. Here are 5 key takeaways from Trump's steel and aluminum tariff order. 1. Countries most affected by new tariffs. Canada, the largest supplier of steel and aluminum to the United States, will be the most affected by the new tariffs. In 2024, top steel suppliers to the United States were Canada, Brazil, Mexico, South Korea, and Vietnam. And the leading aluminum suppliers were Canada, the UAE, and Mexico. During his first term, Trump imposed a 25% tariff on steel and a 10% tariff on aluminum. While he later granted exemptions to several trading partners, including Canada, Mexico, and Brazil, he kept the tariffs in place for China. Both the Trump and Biden administrations have accused China of dumping cheap steel on the global market. In May 2024, Biden further raised tariffs on Chinese steel and aluminum to reduce exposure to dumping and protect U.S. producers. However, some Chinese companies are circumventing these tariffs through transshipments, routing goods through other countries that don't have tariffs. Christopher Tong, a supply chain management professor at the University of California, Los Angeles, believes China is using countries such as Vietnam to avoid the U.S. tariffs. They've done this by shipping steel products to Vietnam, where some minor value-added processes are done before sending them to the United States, Tong told the Epoch Times. China is also increasing its shipments of metals to countries in the global South and Latin America, he added. For years, China has been flooding strategic sectors, such as steel, with supply that far exceeds what global demand can absorb. However, China is not the only country distorting the markets, according to a report by the American Iron and Steel Institute. Over the last 10 years, Vietnam has increased its steel production by 243%, meanwhile Vietnamese steel exports to the U.S. have increased by 264% since 2014, the report said. The regime in Beijing is also subsidizing its steel producers outside of China, particularly in Southeast Asian countries such as Indonesia. Trump's new steel and aluminum tariffs aim to protect domestic producers by cutting dependency on foreign suppliers. 2. What domestic producers are saying. U.S. steel and aluminum producers have lauded Trump's latest tariff plans. The trade policies implemented during the first Trump administration created a more competitive environment for the American steel industry, resulting in significant investments in new and upgraded facilities, according to the AISI. Kevin Dempsey, president and CEO of the AISI, welcomed the news as a step toward addressing market-distorting practices. AISI welcomes President Trump's continued commitment to a strong American steel industry, which is essential to America's national security and economic prosperity, Dempsey told the Epoch Times in a statement. He said he will continue to work with the Trump administration to implement a trade agenda that will level the playing field for American steelmakers. While steel exports were steadily falling in the years leading into Trump's first term, the trend reversed shortly after his levies on steel and aluminum were imposed. According to the International Trade Administration, U.S. steel shipments increased from about 6 million in 2020 to more than 8 million at the end of last year. Capacity utilization rates for iron and steel products surged during Trump's first term, but plummeted throughout the previous administration, Federal Reserve data show. For the week ending February 1, mills were running at 74.4% capacity, according to the AISI. the United Steelworkers thanked Trump for addressing global overcapacity, as bad actors like China have attempted to flood international markets. However, the union pushed back against the White House punishing America's trade allies such as Canada for other nations undercutting U.S. industries. Canada is not the problem. Indeed, Canada has taken steps to coordinate their trade policies with the U.S. to respond to unfair foreign trade, and applying across-the-board tariffs ultimately hurts workers on both sides of the border, said David McCall, USW International President, in a statement. While our union absolutely views tariffs as one of many important tools we need to employ to rebalance our trade relationships, we urge a measured approach that both strengthens our manufacturing sector and accounts for our relationships with our allies, like Canada, who play by the rules. 3. Sectors impacted by tariffs. The sectors most affected by the tariffs will be those that rely on metals, such as appliance manufacturers, car makers, and construction. Aluminum is an essential material used in a wide range of products, from beer cans and aircraft parts to foil, utensils, and electrical wiring. These sectors will see an increase in their costs in the short term, according to Sundaresh Harigu, professor at Oklahoma State University's College of Engineering. Businesses don't like uncertainty, Harigu told the Epoch Times. They want something more predictable. And so if there is an uncertain environment, they could hold back on their capital expenditures. These businesses might not see a 25% increase in costs in the short term, but rather a smaller rise, he noted, until their current inventory runs out. Many business leaders also hope that these tariff threats are a negotiating tactic by the president, Harigu said. 4. Impact on consumers. Trump's tariffs have led to a plethora of economic forecasts predicting that these measures could revive inflation pressures. The January Consumer Inflation Report will be released on February 12, and the annual changes in headline and core CPI are expected to remain steady, according to the forecasters. However, the University of Michigan Consumer Survey showed that inflation expectations for a year from now jumped by a 1 percentage point to 4.3% in February. Many consumers appear worried that high inflation will return within the next year, Joanne Sue, the survey's director said. This is only the fifth time in 14 years we have seen such a large one-month rise. Ava Manthi, a commodities strategist at ING, forecast that aluminum tariffs will trigger higher domestic aluminum prices, with upside risk for the U.S. Midwest premium. The U.S. Midwest premium, the best indicator of tariff risk, is already up more than 30% since Trump won the U.S. presidential election, Manthi said in a note. This additional cost to the base price of the metal will have a downstream effect in the broader economy, says Mark Malek, the CIO at Siebert Financial. Regardless of where the commodities come from, it is U.S. companies that will have to pay the tariffs, Malek said in a note emailed to the Epoch Times. So, think about all the items in your home that contain either aluminum or steel, from your garage to your kitchen, to the structure itself. All of those items are likely to become more expensive as a result of these tariffs, if they are enacted. This would be supply push inflation. These tariffs also represent additional upside risks to the inflation outlook for the Federal Reserve, Deutsche Bank economists said in a recent report. 5. Global tensions. Trump is expected to introduce additional tariffs later in the week, targeting countries that currently impose high tariffs on U.S. products. He said he intends to implement reciprocal tariffs. Very simply, if they charge us, we charge them, he told reporters on Sunday. The European Commission said in a statement on February 9 that it would respond to new tariffs. The EU sees no justification for the imposition of tariffs on its exports. We will react to protect the interests of European businesses, workers, and consumers from unjustified measures, the statement read. In general, European countries view the imposition of tariffs as unlawful and economically harmful, the statement added. A recent CBS poll showed that 56% of Americans approve of tariffs being imposed on China. However, tariffs on Mexico, Canada, and Europe are not popular with most Americans. In addition, nearly 3 in 4 believe new tariffs on imported goods will increase prices.